Abaya Bar Avin Rav Chinana Bar Avin the Yosef Abaya Gabayo. Abaya was sitting with them. The Yasvi, they were all sitting together, Bokamri. They said like this, Bishleim Rav Meya, Bishleim, we understand the first sheet in the Mishnah Rav Meya, that Tsovar Diras Ovet Yechovim Shmei Dira. He holds, when a guy lives in an apartment, it's considered somebody is living there. Therefore, Voloshino Chodo, Voloshino Trey, there's no Nafkamina if you have an apartment that one Yid and one guy lives there, or whether you have one, two Yid and one guy. My Nafkamina, how many Yidin are living there? When a guy lives there, he has a Shem Dira. His apartment means something. So mainly, if only one Yid lives in the apartment, and the next apartment is only one guy, it's also to carry out from your house into the Chotzer. Because we say your house is miyuchid just you. It's like a Rishus HaYachid. The Chotzer now is being used by two people. Since it's being used by two people, it looks like Rishus HaRabim. Therefore, you can't carry out from your house into the Chotzer. That's good, Reb Meir Shita. No enough community between one Yid and two Yid. So Rashi, Lo Yishino Chada Yisrael, Yoch Yechidi Dari Moi. In Shmei Diras at Rashi, V'yesh Lai Rishus B'chotzer, and the guy has the right to use the chotzer. V'nimsa Yisrael Ha'moitzi L'chotzer Mi'beisoy Shum Yuchad Loi. Now, this is the Yisrael that we need a Rubik HaTzeris. When you carry out from your apartment, that's Miyuchad to you. It looks like it's your private Rishus HaYochid. Moitzi Mirshus Rishus. You're carrying it out now to a chotzer that's being used by a few people. Or the hallway that's being used by a few people. So it looks like another Rishus now. The Rabbonin goes with the Lohitzim Rishus Rishus. The Rabbonin made a Gzeira on Shabbos. You can't carry out from one Rishus HaYochid into another Rishus HaYochid. Even though the Chotz was really still a Rishus HaYochid. It's not a Rishus HaRabim, it's not a Karmelis, it's still a Rishus HaYochid. So Mediraisa, it's Mutta to carry from your house into the hallway. But the Rabbonin made a Gzeira though, that you can't carry from your Rishus to another Rishus. Such Rashi, Dilma Osi Lafuke Rishus Yochad Rishus Rabin. It's Gzeira, maybe you come to carry from Rishus Yochad to Rishus Rabin. Because here it looks like that. Your private apartment is Miyuchad just to you. If you want to carry out into the hallway now, the hallway is shared by a few people. So it looks like a Rishus Rabin. Therefore, you can't carry from your Rishus into the Chotzer or into your hallway unless you're making a Rubi Chatzeris. Now, here, if you have a guy living on the other side, he's called somebody living there. And therefore, it's also now for you to carry from your house into the chotzer. That's good, Reb Meir Shita. Fred Gemari, Ella Reb Lezer ben Yaakov. Reb Lezer ben Yaakov says like Micah Sofer. What does he hold? His din was, and Lalocha we hold like Reb Lezer ben Yaakov, that if you only have one guy living with one yid, he doesn't answer. We look as if the guy is not living there, and the only one living there is only the yid. Therefore, Pshita, if only a Jew has a private house, Avad, even without an Eruv HaTzeris, he's allowed to carry from his apartment out to the backyard because nobody else is sharing that rishus. It's mamash, the same rishus yachid. Just like the house is miyuchad to you, who adin, your backyard or your hallway is miyuchad to you. Nobody else is living there. So if nobody else lives there, you're allowed to carry it out from your house into your alleyway, into your backyard, providing you have mechitas all around there. Now here he holds, if you have just one guy living with you, a guy is like nothing. Vaita is only called your rishus, and you're allowed to carry it out from your house into the chotzer. But let's say two Yidin live there, you have a three-family house, so two apartments belong to Yidin, and one apartment belongs to a guy, then we say the guy's rishus is here called rishus, and even if the two Yidin make a Ruvich Chaserah together, it makes them look like one, it's still awesome for them to carry out to the backyard. Because since the guy has a right to use the backyard, it still looks like a rishus, miyuchat to a few people, like a rishus rabin. So the kasher is, my nafkamina if there's one yid living with a guy, or two yidin living with a guy. What's nafkamina? For the Gemara, Elo Reb Lezer ben Yaakov, my kesover. I kesover, dira, sovi kechavim, shmei dira. If when a guy lives in an apartment, it's considered like something. Or b'zoi, afilo chad nami nisasur. Even if you only have one yid living with one guy, it should also be yosef to carry from your house into the chotzer. Because your house is miyuchat to you, and the chotzer is miyuchat to two people. To you and to the guy, so it should be yosef. That a guy's living is like a behemoth. It's not called like an adam. It's not called anybody's living there. Even if you have two yidin living in the apartment, like the three apartments, you have two of them belong to a yid, and one of them belong to a guy, it should also be mutter if the two yidin made in the Rubik HaTzeris together. Because you're telling me what a guy lives means nothing. And the Gemara, the Pshat is like this. No, Amalu Abaya. V'sava Rabbi Meir, everybody asks another question now. V'sava Rabbi Meir, diras akum shmei dira. Is it true that Rabbi Meir holds that when a guy lives in an apartment, it's considered somebody, it's considered a dira? Like you're saying, according to Rabbi Meir, everything is good. Rabbi Meir holds that a guy is called a dira. Therefore, one yid and one guy, it's like two people living there, it's also to carry from your house into the chotzer. For the Gemara, is that true? But Tanya, we learned. Chatzei rosh alev dikachovim. If you have a chotzer that belongs to a guy, you should know, harehu kadir shabehema. It's mamish the same thing like a corral of behemoths. In other words, a guy doesn't have a shame person. A guy's dira is not called a dira. We look as if he's not there. A behemoth is living there, that's all. And it looks like a corral of behemoths. If you have a corral of behemoths in your backyard, sharing your, if your next apartment lives behemoths, you're allowed to carry out from your house into the chotzer. His behemoths is not called the people that are living there. So you're allowed to carry out from your house to the backyard. So here the Brisa said the same thing by a guy. You have a chotzer that the guy lives in that apartment, is already kadir shabahema. So you see, it's not called a dira. So trash your kadir shabahema. V'yein loy koyach lesser. There's no koyach for the guy tasra upon us. Rabbi Meir Kamal, or Meir is the one that says it. Lekam a mebraisam b'shmaitin. Rabbeinu Matisa lo makminam b'dleisei. We'll later ask the kashya to stira, and we'll that time later. We'll soon see we're talking about where the guy is not here. The Yisrael afilu hachi leisei yoser. If I call upon him alma diras akim lav shemar dira. You see, I call upon him when a guy lives there, though it's not called the dira. It's if he's not there. So Meir is still shuder. What's pshan Meir then? If you're telling me now when a girl lives in an apartment, it's like he's not there, so why do we say when you have a Yisrael and a guy sharing the two apartments, it's also to carry from your house into the chotzer? Why? You're telling me the guy is like nobody is there. So the more Elo, the kula yalma diras akim loishima dira. Meikir adin, when the guy owns an apartment and he lives there, it's not considered like he's living there. Really, if there's only one other Yisrael, you should be allowed to carry out from your rishus into the chotzer. We don't count the guy living there. For Hocha, the pshat is, it's b'gzeira asher meyumad mimaisav kamiflegi. The Rabbanan, though, for Ilchas Erevin, gave a chumrah to look as if the guy lives there. Because we don't want a yid to live with a guy to learn from his maisim. That's why the Rabbanan made a gzeira to look as if a guy's dira is a dira, and he asks upon you that you're not allowed to carry out from your house into the chotzer. So the kitzah, the pshat is, that the guy gives you a lot of service. If you have a neighbor that's a guy, you want to carry out now on Shabbos from your apartment into the chotzer. You can't do it because the goy asks upon you. Can you make an erev chaseris? No. So the kitz is us if you to carry to your chotzer. We'll soon see the only etzer is to rent from him his reshus. So it's a big tircha to rent from him. So maybe you're going to get fed up with living with a goy, and as far as you move away, you won't want to live with goyim. And the Rabbanon want you to move away from goyim. The Rabbanon don't want you to live near a goy. We're afraid you come to learn from their ma'isim. See, if Rabbanon made exera to give it a chumra dikadin when a goy lives there, as if somebody is living there, and therefore you'll get fed up and you'll want to move away from the goy. Therefore, the Rabbanon made such exera. So Rashi, el dekuliyama lav shemedira. Elamishum gzeira. The only reason why it is also according to Rabbi Meir, if a yid and a goy lives together, it's only gzeira dikadin. Shema yilmad Yisrael ma'isav shalakum is that riichu v'yafsidu chacham liYisrael. Because of that, the chacham gave the yid tzoros. Is hadar imoy if a guy lives with you kedei sheyikshe beinov litein tzchar b'chol Shabbos b'Shabbos. But the halacha is the only way you could carry out if you rented the property from the guy. You have to make a schiris. Interesting. Rosh is mashma every Shabbos you have to rent. The halacha we hold if you rent one time, it's good for the whole year. Right? Rosh is mashma you have to rent every Shabbos for Shabbos. The yotzim isham and the melee you move away, it'll be too hard for you. Over who gzera pligina? This gzera is the machlokes. Reb Meir Reb Lezer ben Yaakov. Igazrin and leya Yisrael yochid adar amakim oloi. That's the machlokes now. So the Gemara. It's bochel the gzera shem yulmin the meisav kamiflegi. Reb Lezer ben Yaakov sovar. Kivon diyovi kichovim choshed ashvichas domin. Like a goy is choshed to kill people. So the melo trade the shchichi the diary gozru bahu. Chad lo shchichi lo gozru bei. Since the ma'isa goyim are choshed to kill people, it's a svara one yid would never want to live with one guy in the same apartment, in the same house. He's afraid the guy will kill him. So it's lo shchiach bechlal that if you have one guy and one yid to live together. Therefore, Reb Lezer ben Yaakov says they never made such a gzera. They only made a gzera when it's shchiach. It's shchiach if two yidin live in the apartment, then you're not afraid of the guy. Because you have two yids, so two yids connected one, you'll stand out over the guy. So therefore, it's shchiach that two yidin will live in the same apartment, the same house that a guy is living. So when you have two Yidden living with a Goy, that Shchiach, the Rabbanim made a Gzeirah, that the Goy has a Chomet Gadin, that you should know on Shabbos now, you're not going to be able to carry out from your house to the Chotzer only if you rent the Goy's Rishus. And the mail is going to be very hard on you, so you're going to get fed up, and you move out of this apartment. You move to another apartment, not with the Goyim. And that's what the Chum wanted. The Chum didn't want you to live near a Goy, not to learn from the Meisim. So that's Reb Lazar ben Yaakov's Svara. For Reb Meir Sover, Reb Meir holds, no, Zimna de Mikri Vidari. Reb Meir says, no, sometimes it happens that a Yid, one Yid lives next to a Goy. The Omru Rabbonin, and still the Rabbonin said, Ein Erev Moyo B'Mokamakim. So according to Reb Meir, it is Shchiach, at least it happens sometimes, that a Goy, a Yid, would live with a Goy. So therefore, in such a case, the Rabbanan made the Gzeres also, to say, we don't want you to live with a Goy. And therefore, we're going to make a Gzera now, that the Goy's Dira is called the Dira, and he asks us upon you, you can't carry out from your house into the Chotzer, and you can't make an Erev Chatzeres with a Goy. The only way to do is to rent from him, and it's not so easy to rent from, like we'll soon see. The Yomer Rabbanan ain't Erev Moya B'Mokamakim. When you have a Goy, you can't make an Erev Chatzeres. And the Goy can't stop say, I'll be Mavatla, give you the right to use my Chotzer. That doesn't help by a Goy. Only by a Tzuki, the Mishnah says it helps. By a regular Goy, it doesn't help. Now, what's the Eitz if you have a Goy living with you? What's the Eitz to be able to carry out? Until you rent. You have to give the Goy money before Shabbos and tell him, I want to rent from you your rights to use the backyard, to use the alleyway. Then you're allowed to carry from your house into the alleyway. Now, v'akim loy muger, and the Goy is not going to be so happy about this, to rent it to you. So you're going to have a tough time. Most of the time, he's not going to want to rent it back to you. So you're going to get fed up, and you move out of here. So that's what the Rabbanim wanted. The Rabbanim wanted you to move away. Now, my timer, what's so good, Felix? Why shouldn't the Goy take money, other rabbi? Let the Goy, you want to give me money? The Goy should say, other rabbi, give me as much money as you want. I'll rent my apartment, I'll rent the Rishus. Why wouldn't the Goy want to do it? Even if you'll tell me, Mishum because the guy is afraid. Like, what are you telling me now? You want to rent my rishus. So he's afraid that for the one penny you'll give me, you'll come to live in my house and kick me out of here. So he's afraid to rent his rishus to you because he's afraid you'll be machzik in his rishus. Your mamish go and live in his house and really throw him out. So that's why a guy should be afraid to even rent his rishus to you. Trashi, my time alone, Mogarakim. Like, why wouldn't the guy want to rent it to you? If you tell me he's afraid that maybe the Yid will come and be machzik in the guy's rishus, so the Gemara, ho nichal aman diyama, this is good according to the man diyama, that tchiras briya binin. When you rent it from the guy, you have to rent a very strong, briya means a strong, a good type of a tchiras. Then you say the guy won't want to do this, because then he's afraid maybe he's going to come to live in my house mamish. Elo aman diyama. When you rent from a guy, like we hold halacha, any type of a cheap type of a renting is enough. So you don't really have to say, I want to rent it really with all the snoyim, with all the kinyonim. Any little small type of a remez that you want to rent it from, it's enough. What can you say then? Like, why shouldn't the guy want to do it? So Rashi Bria means chazok strong. That like the Yisrael has to tell the guy, you should know, I want to rent from you your right to use this backyard, because lo yitzui, I want to empty out all the furniture in my house and put it in the backyard, I want to be able to do that. So such a strong thing, the guy's going to get scared, nervous. Your mamash want to rent and keep it from me, I don't want to do that to you. See, if you have to make a strong schiris, it's like a good kashem. But the man the yama, ruya just means, you don't have to tell the guy you want to really use it, and I'm going to take anything out. You just have to say, for religious purposes, I want to have the right to use it. That's all you have to say. So, why shouldn't the guy be masking? The yitma, Rav Chizda Romar, schiras briya. When you make the schiras rented from a guy, you have to have a good schiras. Rav Sheshes Soma, schiras ruya. No, even a bad type of a weak type of a schiras of renting, a weak renting, is also good. For the Gemara, my rule, what does it mean, even a weak type of a renting, you can rent from a guy, it's good. Halacha we hold like this. And back more, my ruya, my bria. What does it mean, a strong type of a renting? And what does it mean, a weak type of a renting? Bria, if you want to tell me, bria bepruta, that means you have to spend the pruta. When you want to rent it from a guy, you have to give him at least a pruta. And ruya, what would a weak one mean? Bepachas meshava pruta. You don't have to give him a shava pruta. Even less than that is also good. For the Gemara, that can't be a machloikis. While miikul aman di yomer is the any man di yomer that says the yomer may akum apochum mishava pruta loy. Is there anybody that says that you can't rent from a guy with a pochus mishava pruta, even something less than a pruta? Hey, savadi you could.
V'hor sholach Rebbe Yitzchok Rebbe Yaakov bag Yurei Mishmet Rebbe Yechin. He sent him and he told him, Hevi Yoidim, you should know, She'esoichrim menu'akum ha'afilu b'pochaz m'sheva pruta. That's halacha. When you go to rent from a goy, you could only give him a penny if you want. You don't have to give him a sheva pruta. You could even give him pochaz m'sheva pruta and rent his rishus of using the backyard. V'yomar Rebbe Chiya bar Abba, Omer Rebbe Yechinon, you should know, ben noyach, if a ben a goy that steals even a pochaz m'sheva pruta, is nerag a pochaz m'sheva pruta. When he steals, since by a goy there's a svara, pochaz m'sheva pruta is called kesef, they're not moichel adodi, so he did the aveira of gezel, and by the zayim mitzvah of b'nei noyach, the goyim get misa for it. So if a goy steals, he gets misa for it. V'lanitin lishavin. In the middle, there's no chiv hashava, there's no din veishav as a gzeilam. Poshe, because it's come lebe rab b'nei. Since he gets misa, he doesn't have to give it back. But I call upon him, everybody holds that negay to a goy, a pochaz m'sheva pruta, means something. So b'zo, you can't say that's the machoikas here, if you have to have a good schiris or a bad schiris. Like everybody's masking, a pochaz m'sheva pruta is good. So Rashi ben noyach nereg al gezel tehi mizayin mitzvus kedi armina perik misas b'sanhedrin v'yoma azarosa shalhem zui misosin. By a goy, when a Torah says alav, don't do it, they get misa for it. V'yashmina Reb Yechinen diyakum loy mochel. By a goy, there's a svara, they don't give up, they're not moichel. V'yafilu apoch m'sheva pruta. They're the gezel the two. Mela by a goy, even apoch m'sheva pruta means something, even a penny. They're not moichel, they don't give up. And therefore, if they steal it, it's called an aveira of gezel. By Yisrael, there's always a svara, pochaz m'sheva pruta, yid is moichel. He doesn't care about it. You steal it, I'm moichel, I don't care. So mela by a goy, by yid, you don't have the aveira until you do a sheva pruta. But by a goy, he's not moichel. Even a pochaz m'sheva pruta means money. So mela here, pshita by erevin, according to everybody, all you have to do is just give him a pochaz m'sheva pruta, and it should be good to rent from him. Yet lanitim lishavin, Rashi, the gabi yisro aksiv eishav asakzela, abo biyakim loiksiv hashava, hilka akivan shavar, nerag v'yenu mishalim. Since he gets misa, it's a swaro like it, come with the rabbi, maybe give him misa and not tashnumim. Yeah. So, huru, tzrik shver, what's the macholikas then? What's called the good schiris, and what's called the bad schiris? Elozak gemara, beria, what does a strong schiris mean? It means bemahurki v'yavugani. That's called the good schiris. Ruya means beloy muhurki v'yavugani. So, drashi b'muhurki v'yavugani, lemalei sachotze v'sav solim v'kidroyes im yirtza. No, the good schiris means you have to tell the goy, I want to rent from you the right to use this backyard because I may decide this Shabbos to empty out my apartment into the backyard. And I want to have the right to use the whole backyard. That's called the real schiris. And the goy has to ask him to that. That's one man diyama. In the loch, we heard no like that. You don't have to really tell the goy that you really, really plan on using it. You don't have to mention it at all. Even if you don't tell him you plan on using it. You just say, I want to rent from you the right of your use of the backyard. That's enough. Just have to give him a penny, and that's enough. Yes, more. Ho nichel man diyom eschiris bria binan. So, Mel, the svar is good. If you have to have a good schiris and tell the guy, listen, I may want to use this chutz to really put all my kalim in there, then we say the svar is the guy won't want to do it so fast. So, Mel, it's good. The guy won't do it, so you're going to get fed up, and you move out of here. So that's why the Rabbanu made this gezeira to give a goy's dira that a yid should want to move away from him. Elo leman diyama schiris ruya binon ma'ik lemeima. No, the man diyama, all you have to have is a shvachra type of a schiris. So mel, every goy should want to do it. So what are we gaining? The goy, the Rabbanu are making it harder on the yid to rent it. What are they gaining? Every yid will still rent. It's an easy thing. You just go to the goy and give him a penny. Pochaz m'sheva pruta, and tell him you want to rent from him his right to use the chotzer, so why shouldn't he be masking? You don't have to tell him you really want to use it and fill up the backyard, so just do you a little favor, the chur goy will do it for you. So the goy will do it for you, so the yid won't get fed up, and he won't move out of here. So what did the Rabbanan gain by making the goy's dira into a dira? That the Rabbanan Abba sure left it to say, dira sakim lo shemay dira. You shouldn't even have to rent from him. Like what did the Rabbanan gain, stam be matrich you, to rent it from the goy? This time, if the guy won't rent it to you and you'll get fed up, so you're going to move away. That's what the Rabbanim wanted. They wanted you that you should not live near a guy. But if the guy will zicha rent it to you, what do they gain just time to make you rent? There's no svara. And so the Gemara name.
Still there's a svara. A guy will still rent a chayin, the yid you want to rent from me for a penny. Mestam, you can do some magic there. You're a kishif macher. And they'll be afraid of us, and they still won't want to rent it to us. So that was the Rabbanan svara. The Rabbanan figured that if we're going to make a guy's rishus, as if he has a shem dira, and you're going to have to rent it from him, and he won't want to rent it to you because he's afraid you're a kishif macher, therefore you'll get fed up and you move away. That was a takana that Rabbanan said, a goy's dira is called a dira mit Rabbanan. So Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov says, when is that shchiach? Only when you have two yidden living with a goy. And that's the way we hold la locha. Then it's shchiach that two yidden won't be afraid to live with a goy. Then the Rabbanan made the goy's dira like a dira. Mashenken, if you only have one yid, if you have a duplex apartment, just two apartments, and one belongs to a yid and one belongs to a goy, then the Rabbanan, that's a milsud la shchiach. The Rabbanan did not make the gzera then that the goy's dira is like a dira. It's as if the goy is not there, and you're allowed to carry out from your house to the backyard, even without anything, even without renting it from the goy. Yeah. Moabite. Yeah, Gufa, before we learn. If you have the chotzer where a guy lives in, is a rei kadir shebehema. It's like a behema, it's like a corral of behemas. That's what the apartment of a guy is. It's like nothing. You're allowed to carry out mamish from your house into the chotzer, from the chotzer into your house. That's if a guy lives there. But you're allowed to come and carry out from the house into the chotzer. Rashi, chatzera shalakim. Afa gav shestam chatzeras psuchim matoichin batam harbei, even though usually you have a lot of houses open up at the chotzer. Ein rishosakim chalukam. If you have, let's say, an apartment house that belongs all to goyim, you have 25 goyim living there. Lichoshe rishos kolechet v'yechad avadei. The dearest akim loishim edira. Still, if a yid goes into one of those houses on Shabbos, he's allowed to carry out something from one apartment, either into the next apartment, or else out into the chotzer. Since in this house only goyim live there, a goyim's dira is loy shemei dira. And it does not have a kshivas like one rishus is one, and the other one is another one. We look as if it's all one big rishus, and you're allowed to carry out from his house into his chotzer. That's the luck if you have no yidin living there, just goyim. What about v'yim zot gemara? V'yim yeshom yisro lechon. Let's say there's one yid living there, then the locker is oyser. Then he talk asked the one yid asses, divir Reb Meir, say after Reb Meir. So look at Rashi now. What's this lashon? If you have one yid living there, he oyses. So Rashi, v'im yeshom yisrael echod, dari moem, oyser akol yisrael, lohitzi min habatim lechotzer, mevnei shehi kechatzeroi. Rashi is mashman now, what's also now is that a yid is not allowed to go into the goy's house and carry out from the goy's house into the chotzer. But rather it's considered like this whole chotzer belongs just to this one yid. So if you have an apartment house now, one yid living there, and 25 goyim living there. The halacha is like this according to Reb Meir. The yid is allowed to carry out from his house into the chotzer. Because we look, there's only the yid is living here. Mashenkin, if a Yisrael wants to go into one of the goyish apartments and carry out a chair from his apartment into the chotzer, that's osur. Because it's like he's carrying it from somebody else's rishus into the yid's rishus. That's Reb Meir's svara. That's his lashon here. V'im yeshom Yisrael echod oyser. He asked that now you can't carry out from the goy's house into the chotzer. But mashma from the Yisrael's apartment, you could carry into the chotzer. And the Gemara is soon going to ask the kasha, and the Mishnah says not like that. Reb Meir, the Mishnah says if you have one Yisrael with a goy, it's asrim zel zeh. You can't carry out either way. Even the Yisrael can't carry out into the chotzer. The Gemara is soon going to ask this kasha. But so far, Reb Meir is saying that when you have one Yisrael living with a lot of goyim, the Yisrael is allowed to carry out from his house into the chotzer. Just from the goyish house, if a yid walks in there, the yid cannot take out a chair from his apartment into the chotzer. Divrei Reb Meir. Reb Elazar ben Yaakov Oimer. Li'olam ein oyser achiyu shnei Yisrael oysim zel zeh. That's his shita. No, if you only have one yid living with a goy, then we say the goy is dira, loy shemei dira, and he doesn't ask on nobody. It's only also when something shchiach, that two Jews should live with a goy, then we say, tak oysim zeh al zeh. then Taki, it's mamish also to carry out from your house into the chotzer and from the guy's house into the chotzer. Then it's like the din of the Mishnah. When you have two yidden and a guy living there, with, if you didn't rent the property from the guy, then the rabbonim made that takona that a guy's dira, shmei dira, and you're not allowed to carry out stuff from your rishus into from your house into the chotzer.